This gives us the first reading, the background and the history. To this day, Samaria is not really part of Israel. I mean, it is geographically and politically, but not culturally. And that comes from this split. When the Assyrians conquered a land, they took all the leaders out and put them someplace else in exile so they wouldn't be making any trouble back where they were. And so, and then they brought in people from someplace else who would be obviously very dependent and loyal to the Assyrians because the people where they were living hated them. It was a fiendishly, literally fiendishly clever thing to do. So that meant that after the exile, most of the north was considered not very Jewish. To this day, the Samaritans are there, you know. They have their own Passover and slaughter the Paschal lamb at an altar out on Mount Elba. And so this is what's in this text here, you see. And deported the children of Israel to Assyria, settling them in Halah at the Habor, a river of Gozan, and in the city of the Medes. And of course, being enterprising people, the Jewish people were pretty soon doing well financially. And so when the time came to go back to their own land, many didn't go. I mean, my son's in third year Babylon, you, I should stay, you know what I mean? They didn't go back. Now, the Lord in his text, stop judging your brother, that you may not be judged. Because if you have very high standards and criticize, I'm going to apply those to you. If on the other hand, you're compassionate, not sloppy, not saying, oh, that's all right, when it's not all right, but treating your brother or sister with compassion. We have a good example of that at least every Monday morning, don't we? What the people are doing up there is murder. And there's no doubt about that. And murdering of the most helpless and most innocent of everybody in the human race. And that has to stop. That's murder. But that doesn't make us like free to condemn them in the sense of to say that they're sinning and that's a serious sin. That's only common sense. But, you know, when people go out there, it's to stop that sin. Not only to save the child, but, I can tell you how many people come talk to a priest, to me or somebody else. 12 years ago, I had an abortion. I can still remember up at Madonna House, a woman who lived down here in Washington was doing social action and getting a degree in law to keep on fighting. And she had the foulest mouth of any woman I've ever met in my life. And she was going on and on and on about all these things that were wrong. It was about midnight, finally, when she said, I've had an abortion. And that was the problem. And she was going to, you know, make amends for that and try to calm her own conscience, not by accepting forgiveness from God, but by making up for it with all this social action. So we talked and prayed, and I pray for her once in a while. I've never seen her since. I don't know if she's down there in Washington still or where she is. But it sticks with me when I think of this notion. So, going out to the clinic is an act of love, to save those children's lives and to save those women. It's an act of love. And that's why it takes courage. Because Satan hates love. It's that simple. I can't go today because my sister's in town and I got to have breakfast with her and her husband, and then they're going back to Syracuse. But I'll be praying. So that there be many children and women saved. Let us pray to the Lord.